This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said the national song Vande Mataram became a symbol of patriotism, sacrifice and national consciousness, which paved the way for the freedom movement. Initiating the discussion on the 150th anniversary of Vande Mataram in the Rajya Sabha today, Mr. Shah said this immortal work is a creation that awakens a sense of duty and devotion towards Mother India. He said Vande Mataram was needed during the freedom struggle, even now, as well as when the country becomes Vikasit Bharat in 2047. The minister said freedom fighters used to begin every meeting with the singing of Vande Mataram, and today when brave soldiers make the supreme sacrifice at the border, they utter Vande Mataram.
Vande Mataram ke prati samarpan ki zarurat.
The need for discussion on Vande Mataram, the need for dedication toward Vande Mataram was important back then. It is needed now and it will always be significant for bright future we have seen, we have envisioned for 2047. Something these discussions are being held because of upcoming election in Bengal. They want to be demean the glorification of our national song by relating these discussion to the Bengal election.
The Lok Sabha has taken up discussion on election reforms. Initiating the discussion, Manish Tiwari of the Congress said the Election Commission should table the reasons for carrying out SIR. He said SIR is ongoing in many states in the country, but the Election Commission has no legal justification to hold SIR. Mr. Tiwari claimed that the Constitution does not provide for special intensive revision SIR of electoral rolls. He said it was a provision given to the Election Commission. Mr. Tiwari also suggested that either VVPAT should be counted in full or the country should revert to paper ballots. He suggested the leader of opposition Rajya Sabha and Chief Justice of India should be added to the committee to choose the election commission. Sanjay Jaiswal of BJP said opposition is raising the issue of SIR to distract people from their heavy losses in the recently concluded Bihar elections. He said the first instance of vote chori happened in 1947 when the whole of Congress Working Committee was with Sardar Patel, yet he was not made the Prime Minister. The Ministry of Civil Aviation has instructed its senior officials to visit airports to verify airline operations and passenger-oriented services. The ministry said in a social media post that during the visit, if any shortcomings are identified, including feedback received from passengers, are to be addressed and rectified immediately. This instruction was given during a high-level review meeting chaired by Civil Aviation Minister K. Ram Mohan Naidu in New Delhi for a comprehensive assessment of the ongoing situation. Meanwhile, the Directorate General of Civil Aviation, DGCA, has directed IndiGo to reduce its flight schedule by 5% across sectors in light of the recent widespread flight disruptions and cancellations. These cancellations are applied especially on high-demand, high-frequency flights and to avoid single-flight operations on a sector by IndiGo. The aviation body has also asked the airline to submit a revised schedule tomorrow by 5 p.m. Union Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu today said the disruption caused by IndiGo's recent operational failures is now rapidly stabilizing and reiterated that the government is fully determined to build a robust airline system. Addressing the Lok Sabha on the ongoing IndiGo crisis, the minister stated that IndiGo is being held fully accountable. The minister further added that DGCA has issued notices to the airline and based on its report, strict and appropriate action will be taken. The government today informed that total food grain production in the country is estimated at over 357 million tonnes, which is 7.65% higher as compared to last year. Replying to supplementaries during the question hour in the Lok Sabha, Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said this has been made possible due to the hard work of farmers and the policies of the centre. President Draupadi Murmu conferred the National Handicraft Awards for 2023 and 2024 in New Delhi today. These prestigious national accolades celebrate exceptional artistic mastery and underscore the government's commitment to preserving and promoting India's rich and diverse handicraft heritage. The Indian Premier League IPL has finalised the player auction list for the 2026 season. The list features 350 players who will be up for bidding at the upcoming auction in Abu Dhabi on December 16th, as per a release by the IPL. And with that, we end this news bulletin.